Let's get to it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to salute the fine folks that visit my museum north of Blaine Lake on the weekend. The compliments are much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yes, on this news poll question, about a dog biting someone, I've got to beware of dogs on the end of my lane, and if someone's coming in my yard and that dog bites him, he's doing his job. I just don't understand. People really have to realize you just can't wander around in other people's yards. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, he's referring to the Have Your Say portion of CJWWRadio.com. And the question up there today is, do you agree with a dog owner being forced to get rid of their dog if a child was bitten after entering the yard without permission? So far, 78% of respondents say no. They don't think that the dog owner should have to get rid of the dog. What are your thoughts? Go to our website, CJWWRadio.com, or call us at 306-938-0600. Just like this, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got a question for your website. You can ask the public about this one.
Go.
Is I happened to drive by the Prairie Lawn exhibition the other day, and I looked how nice they had painted the seats in the grandstand.
Right.
And they're two-tone colors now. And the reason why that is the so-called free admission to the grandstand when you pay your admission in the gate is no longer. What they have done is, the reason why they're two-tone colors is there's a center. The premium seats are now $25. So you got to pay $25 to sit at the premium seats, which are the nice center ones, plus your admission. And I'm wondering how people feel about that.
You still do get into the grandstand show with your paid admission at the gate.
Yes, but only at the seats to sit on the sides of the grandstand or stand on the floor. But if you want to sit in the dead center, you got to pay an additional $25 to sit there.
All right. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. With regards to the dog bite, I think the mother of the child should be charged with negligence. That's what I feel.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I like your question about the dog there. No, I think if the dog is trained properly, but most of the time, I would think the man has got more bite than the dog does. And it's how the owner teaches his dog and trains his dog. So my philosophy is watch some of these guys because they might have more bite than dogs do.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning to that fellow that said he had a beware of dog sign on the end of his lane. He should have a beware of Wayne sign there.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Langham, Dalmany, Asquith, and Saskatoon Fire Department for the fire last night in Grandora. Saskatoon is still on site.
Is that right? Can you bring us up to speed? What was going on?
Baylor got on fire.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Yeah, that's what we do in Saskatchewan. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, just a comment here. And people should wake up and take a notice on Sundays how many power cars and trucks are on the highways. And one on Sunday late afternoon hitting that South RPA here. He was moving. It wasn't a local truck neither. And people should take a number and phone it into the Sask Power. Let them know about it.
All right. Thanks for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Gordon, we've had a story about a scam that's going on around now. You can find out more about it on our website, cjwwradio.com. But what the scammers do is they send you an email and they claim to have a password. And it just might be a correct password, which explains to me why I've always found it so odd. Hackers will go into a random website and they will collect passwords, right? People's passwords. And I thought, like, what are you doing? Like, even if you go in Sask Power, you get my website or my password for Sask Power, what are you going to do? Go online and pay my bill for me? I would be very appreciative of that. But what they do then is they use it for these type of blackmail scams where they claim that they have a password of yours, which might be legit. And then if you give them some Bitcoin, they won't allegedly send a video because they've started your webcam without your knowledge and they videotaped you doing something that you wouldn't want your mom to know about. And as a result, you send them some Bitcoin and they won't show all your friends the video. It's a complete scam and you can feel free to, well, ditch it, delete it, and maybe notify the RCMP. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Is it going to rain today?
Yeah, well, it doesn't. It says limited rain. Did you see? There's another story on our website, cjwwradio.com. The storms that were yesterday around Meadow Lake, Prince Albert, Melford, Hudson Bay. There was like golf ball sized hail.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
we need the rain, not the hail.
Yeah, up at Candle Lake, they had 75 millimeters of rain, and it came in 20 minutes.
Ooh, 3 inches.
And is it just me, or does it seem in Saskatchewan now we never get a nice, slow rain anymore?
It used to be the whole province would soak for 2 or 3 days sometimes.
Yeah, now we get the same amount of rain, but it comes in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's the best answer we have for you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I've got a little salute. I don't know who it belongs to, but in front of the Cosmo Civic Center, they've got a great big planter there for flowers. Well, this year, somebody's planted a bunch of vegetables, and people in the neighborhood are picking them up.
Really?
Yeah, and I think that's a real good idea.
That is a great idea.
Now, I've got another little bit of information. I was up in Battleford on the weekend, and gas was 10 cents a liter cheaper than Saskatoon.
In Battleford? So
yep.
What is it, about 113, 114?
It was 159.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Thanks for the call.
Fine, thank you. Bye.
Anything, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. One of the things that nobody has brought up, and I would be interested to know what you think about it, on the situation regarding former Rider running back Jerome Messam. And I'm not talking about the allegations against him, because those have yet to be proven. But what about the CFL's handling of the situation? Because Messam has been charged with voyeurism, which can land you 5 years in prison. He was immediately released by the Riders under the Code of Conduct rules. And the league has told all other clubs they will not register a contract for Messam until this issue has been resolved. Unlike, let's say, Major League Baseball, which just allowed the Blue Jays to trade Roberto Osuna to Houston, he's under investigation for domestic abuse. Do you think the CFL has it done right? You can give us a call, 306-938-0600. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. As for the dog biting a child, I don't care where it is, I would have that dog put away on the spot. And the answer to the question that was asked on Friday, how come the Frenchmen are so crazy?
306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. You can give us a call anytime. Any thoughts? We still got a couple of minutes here on Boots and Salutes if you want to share. Here's a quick story I've been sitting on for a couple of days, because I find it almost comical. The mayor of Lethbridge, Alberta, was seen in a series of emails. He's seen them go public. They were private emails, and now that they've gone public, and it's causing some embarrassment and some controversy, because the mayor calls a specific city councillor a moron, and he called the councillor a political gull who drops excrement on the work that others are doing without actually ever bringing it to the table himself, which made me think, yes, that is indeed insulting. But is freedom of speech mean that you can't say things like that because you might hurt somebody's feelings? What if, in fact, the mayor is speaking the truth, that this city councillor in Lethbridge is not the sharpest tool in the shed? Maybe the guy's being legit. Who knows? Is that right? Is that wrong? I just thought it was kind of an entertaining. So much controversy, and of course now you can imagine the next city council meeting in Lethbridge with the mayor and that councillor when they square off. I doubt that they're going to be sharing, you know, dainties and coffee back before the meeting, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, that's another edition of Boots and Salutes, wrapping things up here. We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Give us a call with some of your thoughts then. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they